My guest at this time is Peter Sepp, president of the National Taxpayers Union. With the congressional effort to address Obamacare now smoldering in ruins, what does that mean for meaningful tax reform? Congressional leaders and Trump administration officials made it clear this week that they are moving forward on tax policy changes. But what is the outlook and what might the actual legislation look like? And Pete, as always, thanks very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Many experts repeatedly said in the last few months that repealing Obamacare taxes was a vital prelude to tax reform. In other words, if that got done first, you could do a whole lot more with tax reform. It appears that won't happen at least anytime soon. How does that impact now how proactive lawmakers can be on tax reform?
It means they'll have to be more proactive than ever. The fact is, we're going to have to deal with some of the Obamacare taxes in some fashion through tax reform or outside of tax reform, simply because several of those Obamacare taxes directly affect conventional income tax rates. Here I'm talking about, for example, the earned income surtax, 0.9%. Now, also the net investment income tax, 3.8%. Those types of taxes will actually increase the rate that members of Congress are trying to lower over the long term. So they're going to have to somehow deal with those in a comprehensive tax reform package or later. So the task has not been made easier by the lack of progress on Obamacare repeal and replace, but we're going to have to approach this with a lot of vigor right now. The American people are waiting to see that this Congress and this administration can get something comprehensive done to improve the lives of everyday Americans, and tax reform is definitely one of those tasks.
Well, let's talk about the complexion of getting this done. Republicans, as you can tell, Pete, at least in terms of health care and maybe some other issues as well, they seem to be having trouble getting 50 senators to agree on what day of the week it is. So how confident are you that there can be a consensus on this issue, whether it's personal tax rates, corporate tax rates, or other reforms?
I have to say I'm more confident now than I was a few days ago. That's because the Speaker of the House and the Majority Leader of the Senate, the two chairmen of the tax writing committees, the Treasury Secretary, and the Director of the National Economic Council, all of them came together in a joint statement yesterday saying, we now have a common set of principles around which we can craft tax reform. That means lower tax rates, simpler tax filing procedures, making sure that small businesses don't pay a higher tax rate than larger ones and, in fact, should pay a lower rate. Also, things that will help to address the lack of competitiveness of our companies overseas, the tax disadvantages they have there. Those common principles were very important to establish because now that we have gotten over some of the policy obstacles that were dividing Republicans, here I'm talking about largely the so-called border adjustment tax,
right,
that's been shelved. We can get beyond that, get on the same page, and more importantly, get on to some of the same paragraphs. And I'm talking about paragraphs and actual legislation. This joint statement that all of these leaders in the White House and Congress just put out, in fact, they explicitly say, now is the time for us to start drawing up legislation on tax reform. We're past the blueprint stage, and we're now writing a bill. And the important thing here is the House and the Senate are doing it together. They are not going to pass separate pieces of legislation that are dramatically different and will require some protracted conference committee process. That's an excellent shortcut.
Pete, excellent job summarizing the statement from the congressional leaders and the administration officials. I just want to bore in a little bit more specifically here in terms of what it might mean for Americans' pocketbooks and their personal liberty here. You mentioned the fact that the border adjustability tax idea, which was championed by Kevin Brady, the chairman of House Ways and Means, among others, has been put on the shelf. So what policies would level the playing field now that that one's not on the table?
Well, I think what we need to focus on as far as the business tax side is concerned is basically broadening the base of the tax system. In other words, what is taxable while getting the rate down to the lowest level possible. Right now, the corporate tax rate on the federal level is 35%. We're looking at a level of 15 to 20%. That would be a good target to aim for, and in fact would be very conducive to growing the economy. We also need to look at how businesses declare their expenses and write them off. This is an incredibly complex area of the tax code. It amounts to anywhere between 30 and 50% of the paperwork burden that a business faces. Just having to keep track of all of your costs, all of the investments you make, and you have to depreciate over 30 or 40 years. If we can streamline that, we will be way ahead of the game. Small businesses who may file their tax returns using 1040 forms, pay on their profits using the personal tax system, also need to be considered. They're going to have a system of perhaps a rate of 15 to 20% as well, and a dramatically simplified way of reporting their profits and deducting their expenses. On the individual side, there's going to be some deductions, likely curtailed, perhaps even the mortgage interest deduction. There might be a cap on there, perhaps the state and local tax deduction that many people have to write off because they live in high tax states. The trade-off, though, is going to have to be made worth it, meaning a much lower tax rate than most people are paying now. The rates range from 10% to over 40% currently. We need to get the rates down even lower, 5%, even zero if we expand the standard deduction, and perhaps a top rate of 30 to 35%. If we do that, again, the trade-off of deductions will be worth it. Those are the kinds of questions that Congress is going to have to concentrate on right now.
The statement says they're going to be working in committees on this issue, which is obviously different than the way they approached health care. Is it possible, Pete, to pick off a few Democrats here, or is this going to be largely a one-party operation?
I think it's possible. We'll find out pretty quickly if Democrats are interested in working constructively on these issues. They did in 1986 with a major conservative in the White House, by the name of Ronald Reagan. They did so with Republicans in the Senate, some in the House, and they produced a bill that most people agreed was a victory for taxpayers across the board. It can be done again, and frankly, it has to be done again. This is not just necessarily a political or campaign promise being fulfilled. Tax reform needs to happen because companies are inverting every day. They're taking their headquarters overseas, and with it a lot of profits that could be taxed here. The tax code is getting more complex every year. Even if we don't pass new laws, implementing old ones and designing all the regulations around them add to that burden. We are suffering competitively around the world as other countries reform their own tax systems. So by standing still, we are falling behind. That's something that members of both parties ought to be able to appreciate.
Quick exit question. I ask it every time, and it probably bugs you, Pete, but what's the window of opportunity here?
They need to have something to the president's desk by the end of the year. That will deliver economic growth dividends into 2018, so Americans will see that Congress is doing its job. If they dither beyond that, I think we're going to be in trouble.
The clock is ticking and the calendar pages are turning. We'll see if they get it done. Pete, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Pete Sepp is president of the National Taxpayers Union. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.